Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What are you the Clark Griswold of when it comes to the holidays? You know Clark Griswold was obsessed with the holiday lights. I mean, that was thousands of lights that he had on his house. What do you collect? It's Elizabeth and Radar here on The Mix. And I could not believe what I saw from WISN sports anchor Stephanie Sutton's Facebook page. This woman has a gazillion nutcrackers. There are so many nutcrackers that she has. It's almost like she's nuts for nutcrackers.
Look at that. I'll be a son of a nutcracker. You've got a ton of them.
Well, we had to bring her on the show today to ask her about it because we just had somebody text us and say that they're creepy and they don't like nutcrackers. But Stephanie, you're the opposite. How many nutcrackers do you have in your house?
Well, hello and good morning to you guys. Let's see. You know, after I did the post, I did count, and I think, you know, honestly, it's not that bad. About 55
Stephanie, nutcrackers. It's getting there, though. I mean, you look at all these different nutcrackers, from like a Santa-looking nutcracker, Mrs. Claus nutcracker, one riding a horse.
Where? Oh my gosh, there is a nutcracker riding a horse.
In her post. Yeah.
That's one of my favorite ones. I'm kind of corny and cheesy. I kind of keep the tags on because I want to know where I got them from.
Oh.
So the one with the horse is from Pier 1 Imports from a while back. I mean, the Pier 1 down the street from me doesn't even exist. Yeah. And a lot of them, keep in mind, I got them after Christmas. Most of them. They're all on sale. I never pay full price.
Well,
but the one in the middle, I love. It's a surfer one, reminds me of my husband a little bit.
Oh, my gosh.
The Surfer Santa nutcracker,
That would look like your husband, Brian, because your husband, Brian, grew up there out in California, too. So that's kind of appropriate. It's a surfer.
He was a surfer.
I was going to ask you, what is the most unique nutcracker that you have? I'm looking here. You have a female nutcracker, Mrs. Claus.
I love the female ones, too. Yeah, if you look to the right, there's one dressed up with the white hat and the pearls and the pearl earrings and then the beautiful gifts that she has. It's a taller one. Again, that's a Pier 1 Imports one. And I'm not advertising for these companies, but I go to Ross, I go to Marshall's, I go to Home Goods, I go all over the place. Whatever's on sale, and if it catches my eye, yes, there's a chance I might buy it.
And, okay, so we're talking with WISN 12 News Sports. You've got a tennis-playing nutcracker as well.
I do. But you can tell the mouth is kind of broken on that one. You know, someone asked me to crack nuts with these nutcrackers. I do not.
You don't use
They're
these
just decorations. So where did the obsession come from that you have so many nutcrackers, Stephanie?
All right. So this started, my husband and I got married in 2003. So kind of over the years. This is not like over the last year or two. I mean, this is over 20-some years I've collected these nutcrackers. So, you know, every year I don't necessarily get one. It has to catch my eye. I did buy one the other day, though, at Metro Market. It was on sale, and I loved it, and it was cool, and so I bought it.
Do people in your family buy them for you, too?
They do not. And in fact, the joke with my kids is like, you know, when I'm gone, you know, I'm going to put it in my will that, you know, don't fight over my nutcrackers. And every one of them says, don't worry, Mom, we will not. Like, no one wants them.
We're going to put them in the casket with you.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine? Okay, but if you had to pick just one, which one is the most meaningful or your favorite and why? You've talked about a lot of the nutcrackers. We've got the picture actually up on our website also as well. We've it linked up to her Facebook page so you can see this. Which one is it?
Oh, I'm like looking at all the, it's not just on that buffet that you're looking at. I have some in the corners that are more like 5 feet tall.
Oh my gosh,
I do like those as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 5 feet tall.
They're not all in the picture.
I kind of agreed with our mixer who was texting in and saying, I think they're kind of creepy. And I'm looking at them and, okay, it's great. That's your collection. They do look a little creepy. Now you've got a
'cause the eyes don't
move. Come to life.
Yeah, then you've got a 5 foot one. I think I'd be putting that one out in the hallway. In the middle of the night, so somebody could walk into. That's a 5 foot nutcracker. I've never heard of one.
I mean, it's
like
kind
that.
Of like a, like the
it's
doll
crazy.
Face that doesn't move,
yeah.
or a clown face that doesn't move. And so, with the ones you have in the corner, which one is your favorite one?
All right, so the ones that you're looking at, I'm going to go with the Santa one, with the surfer one. With the margarita and the beach ball and the little Santa hat and the glasses. That one was really, really cool.
He's right next to the one that looks like it's an avocado half squashed on the top of the hat.
All right, so Stephanie Sutton here from WISN 12 Sports. How many do you have? What's the exact number? Because we need to put you in the Elizabeth and Radar unofficial book of world records, because I don't think anybody's going to beat you with this total, with the amount of nutcrackers.
I think, honestly, on Facebook, when I posted this, people are like, this is chump change. They have hundreds of nutcrackers.
What?
Someone, if you go on my Facebook page, my public Facebook page, you'll see that people reveal that they have way more than I do. So
really?
I have about 50.
50? Okay.
That includes a nutcracker. I didn't even bring up the nutcracker tree, and that has at least 20 of them on there. And those are tiny, tiny ones.
Now, then there's a line we have to draw here. You collect, but do you hoard them as well?
Yeah.
You might want to be on an episode of Hoarders here.
So, no, someone said it's not hoarding if you can open your door and walk in. Like, no, these are put away nicely every Christmas or after Christmas. Yeah.
Oh,
so
my
we
gosh.
Can definitely move around the house, or they are definitely in boxes in the basement, you know, when it's not Christmas.
Okay, well, unless somebody is going to call into the show, which y'all can join, 414-432-1099, and tell us how many nutcrackers you have. If no one says more than 50, then Stephanie Sutton, you are in the Elizabeth and Rainer unofficial book of world records.
Yes, you are in.
You are. You're in it.
And you know what you need to tell your kids is, well, I have the nutcrackers so that, you know, when you grow old, you're not going to be the lady down the street with the cats. You're not going to be the cat lady. You're going to be the nutcracker lady. It's going to be in your house.
And it's a little nuts. It's a little nuts.
A little bit.
I'm a little nuts. Mm-hmm.